This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us and sharing your time with us and just, you know, spend a little time together. Let's figure each other out. If I'm not on the right page, you can always hop up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, buy the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the labels. I always like to joke, those were all the labels the left gave to us. The group that doesn't like labels gave me all those labels. Isn't that great? Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with us. Also, you can get coffee mugs up there, all kinds of things for you to enjoy and remember the show by. I mean that sincerely. You know, I know we got some serious stuff to get to, but I like the you know, lighthearted, happy stories from time to time to break things up. So apparently a uniformed Minnesota officer, he mowed the lawn of a woman after checking on her welfare, right? So the officer is showing that one of the variety of ways that officers assist those who serve is by grabbing a lawnmower. The Orono Police Department, they posted a photo on social media Thursday showing Officer Matt Siltala confronting knee-high weeds with a push mower at the home where he... With a push mower? Oh, no, that's... Okay, I'm old. To me, a push mower is that thing you push and it has the blades that spin around and they don't spin unless you push the mower. This is a gas-powered mower, but you have to push it. So apparently now a push mower, because I'm so old, is a mower that doesn't propel itself. Wow. Anyway, he took down her knee-high weeds for her with a push mower, where he had just conducted a welfare check on the owner, the woman who was living alone. He said she was okay, and Matt asked her why her yard was so unkempt. She said that she doesn't have anyone to mow for her. He grabbed her mower and cut the front yard. Isn't that cool? I mean, seriously. The post attracted many positive comments and offers to assist the woman. He said, we will do some checking and get back to those who have shown interest, the police said. Now, the Facebook post that accompanied the photo began with the author writing, I cannot say how proud stuff like this makes us. You know, and some jerk said, well, why couldn't he do the trimmer while he was there? Well, because, you know, he's not out protecting anybody or anything. But, you know, all we ever hear about is the bad things they do, the bad situations they're in, the problems that we have with them. You know, cops, overall, they're good people. They got bad people just like any other group. Any other profession, right? They're not out there looking over who they can shoot. Most of the time, all they want to do is protect. They want to make sure you can just go living your life the way you should without having to worry about being shot at or mowed down or anything else. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'll get to the Beto people in a minute. Before I get to that, I saw an interesting article that I thought was kind of cool from a standpoint, because it really does show you the double, triple, quadruple standard that the Democrats have. So, you know, Trump's Walk of Fame, star on the Walk of Fame, I mean, how many of those have been, like, numerous amounts have been broken, right? So if you ever heard of the Hollywood Walk of Fame, Trump has a star there. And they had been pounding on it, beating it up, you know, which is kind of hard to imagine because that place is busy 24/7. There's always a cop around. There's always somebody around to see what's going on.
And
cameras too, right? So when you talk about this, when you look about this or think about it, and they were talking about removing Trump's star from the Walk of Fame. What about all those scandals from all those high-end celebrities? Did they remove those? Did they talk about removing those? Remember, Bill Cosby, his star hasn't been scratched, shattered, nothing, and not that I'm suggesting you do it. Even though he was found guilty on 3 counts of indecent assault stemming from drugging and molesting women over 15 years ago. Right? But his is still there. What about Charlie Sheen? Right? I mean, he had a whole bunch of scandals all going through his life. I mean, accused of wife beating, stuff posted on the internet that should have never made it up there. Remember Don, some of you won't, but I do. Don Cornelius from Soul Train. Remember him? Oh, you're too young for him. That hair looks familiar. Look at that tie. That's a cool tie right there. Right? Anyway, he's a creative Soul Train. Now, his star is still up. He was convicted of beating his wife. He served 3 years in prison. Now, the sad part is that later on, he killed himself because he was so guilty about what he had done. I don't know this guy. Brett Ratner? You know, he was another one, apparently sexual. Arnold Schwarzenegger! I mean, he was accused of groping women, had sex with his house servant. Anyway, no comment. Move on. Kevin Spacey, right? Here's a guy who loved to have sex with underage boys. That was always cool. Although his is still up, not scratched, not anything. You know, when you think about this, this is why I always say to you, just being a Democrat, being a registered Democrat, have a card from a Democrat, you know, a little membership card from the Democrat Party seems to give you the right to do whatever you want to do. You truly get away with just about murder. And they won't hold it against you. It's just you being you. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about Beto O'Rourke. I don't know why. We're going to talk about Beto O'Rourke. And the fact that, you know what? His supporters just don't have a clue to what he's done. I don't know what he's done. And I know who he is. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. You'll listen to The Real Side.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you it's short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
All right, everybody dance. I'll give you a minute. Show me your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us and being part of the conversation. You know, really, seriously, being involved. That's really what's going to turn this thing around. You've got to be involved, you got to get engaged. And if you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can also give me your, just put your email address in. We send out an email once a week. Okay, let you know what's going on, what's coming up on the show, that kind of stuff. If you want to get notified by text message, you can get notified by sending TRS or typing TRS to 55222. That's TRS to 55222. All right. There's a lot going up on the website, but don't do that until afterward. Go see it afterward. Okay, So we're talking about the Beto O'Rourke supporters. I mean, seriously, what's the support, right? I mean, they can't support his establishments, but what is the support? What has the man actually done other than change his name to sound more Hispanic? Now, Beto shrugged off a recent poll showing him as a 2% in a crowded field. That can't be. Everybody loves me. I love me. Everybody must love me. This guy's amazing, right? I mean, who else would you want to watch in a dental chair getting their teeth cleaned? Something I've always aspired to looking into. Maybe I'll start doing mine. Yeah, no, that would be bad. The former Texas congressman suggested it's too early to say if he'll be the Democratic nominee. Dude, I don't even think they're going to let you in the building. Unless you donate all that money you got sitting in the bank, they have no use for you. Because you were golden boy that went sour pretty fast. You have become bronze almost overnight. You know what I'm saying? Campus Reform spoke with multiple college students in O'Rourke's home state this week ahead of the right? And many of them, not a couple, not a few, many of them, couldn't tell you anything he did. I mean, I'd almost leave it up to you, and I know you guys aren't fans of his, but I almost say the same thing to you. Do you know what the man has done? Because I have no clue. And I'm sure nobody else does either. I don't know what he did when he was in the Texas legislature. I wouldn't even try to guess. And a lot of these, I was just talking to somebody today about this, how Republicans bring out these people and they run them in local races and they don't get, you know, they don't do anything. And I mean this, they don't do anything to make sure that the people that they have a clue as to what they're doing. Right? When you bring them out, when you want to run them for office, shouldn't they have helped somebody else run? Shouldn't they helped have been part of the process? I find this totally amazing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's see, not only if I can bring it up, let's see if I can bring it up and you can actually, you know, hear something. Come on, you can do this. I don't care who you are, you can do this. Heck, if I can do it, you can do it. All right. Oh.
Here in Texas, the big race, Beto O'Rourke versus Ted Cruz. If you had to make a decision right now, who do you think you would support?
Beto. I would probably vote for Beto.
Of what I know, definitely Beto.
If the election were tomorrow, who do you think you'd be more likely to vote for?
Beto.
I would do Beto, especially because I'm like a woman.
I think I would go for the Democrat. From what I know...
No, I like the one before this. I vote for Beto because I was a woman. Well, why does Beto remind you of a woman? I mean, what does that get to do with anything? Have we really got to that point? Remember, I had this argument with you guys a few weeks back. Nobody really responded to me. My argument was, look, here's the deal. Is that what we've come to now? I mean, everybody's screaming that we need a woman president. Well, then what? Do we need a transgender president? Oh, and let's not forget a gay president. Then a lesbian president, you know? I mean, seriously. And then maybe a trans species president? I'm just saying. The more I think about this, we've gotten to the point now where there's some kind of identifier instead of just, we need a good president. That's all we need. Somebody who'll do the job, get it done, and leave us the heck alone. What do you think? With me?
Political science, I just feel like they push and they help for things that would help people in my situation, like people in poverty and things like that.
Right, because only Democrats... for people in poverty. Actually, Democrats are for keeping people in poverty if you would pay attention and stop listening to the garbage that you get that's coming across your, I don't know, Twitter device.
Are there any accomplishments in his career that you can point to that would make him a good person for office?
I am not aware of a lot of specific accomplishments that he has made.
Are there any accomplishments that...
Now, you gotta admit, when I hear stuff, come on, knock it off. When I hear stuff like this, it
makes me... Beto's that you would point to.
I don't know any, so I can't say anything
okay.
for that.
Is there anything you can point to as things and be like, yeah, he has accomplished this?
I think he's accomplished, like, honestly getting his name out there. I think for not doing much, it sounds like he's really...
But it's just being popular or an accomplishment, though, like career accomplishments.
I honestly couldn't point to anything. I'm just trying to...
Well, isn't a career, I mean, getting your name out there, that's an accomplishment, isn't it? I mean, sure, well, you can always just write it on the bathroom wall and you get it out all over the place, so.
You know, I'm not as educated as I would like to be.
Any accomplishments of Beto O'Rourke you can point to?
No, I haven't.
No, but I know if I vote for him, he'll help me out. Don't know if he's ever done it before.
I haven't heard anything.
What are accomplishments of Beto's that you would point to?
I mean, he's been working really hard with everything that he's been doing around Texas. Maybe he's not, he doesn't really have the platform to make a huge difference right now.
Those same people that are probably saying that Beto has no experience probably go to a job and they don't get hired and complain about the same thing. Oh, I don't have any experience, but who gives me that experience? Mm-hmm. The same.
Yo, dude, they're making legislation. They're making laws that affect your life. They're not making tires that might not fit the car. They're not making your hamburger that might cook a little raw. They are making laws. That takes some experience, some expertise, some backbone. But let's set him and see what he can do.
Constant, man. Like, he may not have any experience, but there's probably the experience he needs to push his stuff forward, you know?
Okay, though, there's a difference between, like, an entry-level job and the United States Senate, though, right?
Okay, I see what you're saying, but you can be as informed about a position without actually doing it.
I don't know about...
Wow. You know, they get this from their professors. I know people that graduate college, and you know what they do next? Yeah, yeah. They go teach at a college. That's how much experience they have. So much experience. And again, I'm not making fun of people that have college degrees and whatever. But I mean, how is it that you graduate from college, you have absolutely no experience to speak of, in the real world, that is, and all of a sudden you have the ability to teach? I'm thoroughly confused. Doesn't take much, but I am thoroughly confused. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Some extremely scary moments in Manhattan, invoking memories of 9/11 with the initial report of an aircraft hitting a building.
This incident involving a helicopter appears to be an accident, possibly caused by bad weather. The pilot crashing and landing on the roof of a 54-story building. The New York City Fire Commissioner telling reporters,
"The fire has been extinguished. There was some amount of fuel leaked, which we've mitigated, and right now the building is safe."
Now, the pilot killed at the top of the New York City skyscraper, which is just blocks from Radio City Music Hall in Times Square. Weather at the time, rainy and foggy, no one else hurt.
There were no other injuries that we know of to anyone in the building or on the ground, and I wanted to say thank God for that. This could have been a much worse incident.
That's New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop from which there is no escape.
We are back. We should be anyway. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room. Just being part of the conversation. That's really the big part. Be part of the conversation, right? So head over to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There is a lot you can do there. And on top of all the lot you can do there, you can give me your email address, because I send out an email once, and I mean once a week, right? I don't inundate you with this stuff, because I don't want to be inundated either. I hate when people send me all kinds of crap, too. Okay, I'm on your side with that one. So just send me an email. I mean, give me your email address once a week. We send it out. If you want to be notified by text message, you can send a text to TRS, or send TRS. I'm sorry, I don't have all the terminology down, to 55-222, TRS to 55-222. So the clip goes back a bit, but it is Beto O'Rourke supporters. This is just wonderful. That I love these people that don't know why they support him. They don't know what he's done. They don't know what he's not done. They just don't know.
Personal in-office accomplishments, but I think he has experience and vision needed to do a good job.
Beto, I think, resonates with young people because we are more aware.
What I like about Beto is that right there, he seems to be inclusive.
Can you think of any Beto O'Rourke accomplishments?
But I can't tell you what it is.
Unless you count going to jail for DWI an accomplishment, then no.
Shots fired. Wow.
That was great. Somebody finally, well, if you get, go to jail for drunk driving, he's an accomplishment, man. He's your man. God bless America. I gotta love it, right? Yeah. All right, where is it? Oh, there it is.
If you had to decide right now, which candidate would you say you're leaning towards?
I'm leaning towards Ted Cruz, most definitely. He's someone I voted for in the past. I really think that he supports family, and I think that's something that's a very important Texas value. And I also really like a few of his other campaign goals.
If you were voting tomorrow, who'd you vote for?
Ted Cruz.
All right, Cruz. And what things about Cruz are you a fan of?
He stands for freedom. Freedom to own guns and good on immigration, all that kind of stuff.
All right.
Now, think about that, right? Now, this goes back to Cruz. I get it. Somebody going, oh, this whole stuff. But no, these are supporters of Beto's. They can't tell you what he's done. Any way you cut it, they can't tell you what he's done. So, it shows you, you know, I've been telling you guys for a long time. If you don't reach our young people, we're screwed. Well, I mean, if we don't reach our young people, we're screwed. Because look at their attitudes. Look what they believe to be truth. Look what they think they ought to be doing. And they have no idea what this guy has done, yet they're still willing to vote for him. Does that only scare me or anybody else? So are you guilty of for all intents and purposes, not reaching out to your young ones, your loved young ones, your people in your family, nieces, nephews, aunts? Well, not aunts and uncles, but grandchildren. Grandsons and grandchildren. Right? I said nieces and nephews. I mean, think about this. Right? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Now, I'm not going to beat this up, but Texas Governor Greg Abbott, I don't understand this at all. He had to sign a free beach. Well, he signed the free beach bill on Sunday. Now it forces colleges to get rid of free speech zones. And also what it does is it puts in policies at creating more freedom of expression on campuses. Why? I don't understand any of this. If we already have a First Amendment, does it not count anymore? Maybe the college hasn't read it. Maybe he just needs to put up, maybe he needs to pass a law that says that every student, before entering college, has to know and understand to be able to answer, take a quiz on the Constitution and the amendments. What do you think? I think it would be a great idea. Now, I know a friend of ours, a friend of the show's, Rick Reed from Wall Builders, when he was a Texas legislator, he actually introduced and passed a bill that required them to study at least once study the Constitution in one of the government classes. You know, and have a thorough understanding of it. I don't know what that means, but... And when you talk to young people about the Constitution, being clueless about the Constitution, you have to understand that if they don't know where we came from, if they do not have a clue as to how we got here, how we got to where we're at, how we got in the trouble we're in, then we're going to be in a world of hurt, aren't we? Because they're not going to know how we got there. Senate Bill 18, sponsored by Representative Briscoe Kane and other legislators, passed the State House and the Senate with some Democrat support. Are you surprised? I'm not shocked. I don't know what the problem is. You know, we really, really start writing down the side of what the Democrats are standing for. What are they fighting for? Are they fighting for American values? Are they fighting for Americans? Are they fighting for your young people to be able to go to school as opposed to somebody else's non-citizens being able to go to school? In a Twitter video, the governor said that some colleges are banning free speech on college campuses. Not going to happen anymore, he said. Because I'm about to sign a law that protects free speech on college campuses in Texas. Now, he commented on the bill by saying that, why do I even have to sign this? I shouldn't have to sign this. The First Amendment already guarantees this. And now it's law in Texas. So it's almost like assuring those who love this country, love the law, love the Constitution, that Texas will protect you. Among other major changes, the bill forces schools to only use content neutral standards when deciding to approve a speaker's request by a student organization. It makes it unlawful to deny a student organization registered status due to political, religious, or ideological viewpoints. Again, why? We have the First Amendment. This is a waste of time, paper, and PR. The bill could force many Texas public institutions to make changes to their free speech policies. There's only one public college or university in Texas has a green light distinction by the Foundation for Individual Rights. Think about something. One college in Texas had the green light, had the okay, had the 100% that they adhere to the First Amendment. Let that sink in for a minute. That's disgusting, right? Now, according to the new law, the colleges will have until August of 2020, which is next year, to put these changes in place. There are going to be no waivers, believe me. The new law comes a short time after Texas State University student government attempted to remove Turning Point USA from campus. I mean, really, even Governor Abbott was like, are we serious here? See, I've never understood this. What are you so worried about? If your story, your item, your issue, your ideology is so true, so real, then what do you have to worry about? I should be able to come after you with everything I got verbally, and you'll stand. Won't be a problem, right? The Texas Senate just passed a bill mandating free speech on college campuses, including conservative speech. My God. We have to actually call it out. About a month ago, smoke bomb disrupted a pro-life speaker at UT Austin, which was hosted by the Young Conservatives of Texas. The university did condemn the incident and said that all members of the university community and their guests must be able to speak their views without interference. John Cohn, legislative and policy director for the Foundation for Individual Rights in Education, also known as FIRE, said that while there were some aspects that which could have been improved, the legislation addresses censorship on college campuses. Prohibits schools from using free speech zones according to speech, and that's important, he said. And it also deals with speakers' fees and security fees, you know, because they had to put that in. I mean, really, when you think about it, what they were charging, and I thought this was odd. Liberal speakers seem to get a whole bunch more money than conservative speakers, yet conservative speakers had to spend so much more money on security. Let that sink in during the break. We'll discuss among ourselves when we come back. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure. Don't go far.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer. offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting, being involved, being engaged, being, you know, just be active. How's that? For lack of a better term, be active. Because if you're not active in this, and if you're not active in your party, you're not active in, and again, I'm becoming less and less and less of a party guy. You know what I'm saying? More of an American guy, right? I'm gonna pull the party I'm in to act more like an American, because a lot of our people, not just yours. Judges their side, a lot of our people on our side of the aisle right? I mean, seriously, they don't engage. They're just as bad as the Dems. It's like Republican, at any cost, it's just not right. It's not the right way to do things. You need to be people of integrity. You need to make sure that what you're doing for your party. And you're an American first. We kind of forgot that. We're Americans first who happen to be part of the Republican Party, who happen to be a Democrat, who happen to be whatever. A declined estate, that's what we have out here. The Green Party, the Purple Party, the High Energy, the Rent is Too Damn High Party, whatever it is. You're an American first. And I think we've forgotten that. We are fighting over parties. We are fighting over what party is right, what party is more American than the other. Seriously. Well, I do have some good news for you. At least I thought it was good news. The Dems have backed off them wanting to give themselves a raise. Can you believe these people? Some of you know they were going for the raise, right? They were going to give themselves another $4,500 a year. Yeah, because they worked so hard. House Democrats on Monday evening, they decided to halt an effort to increase congressional pay for the first time since 2009. Saying the proposal would be reviewed carefully after several freshman Democrats made overall efforts to block it. Now, I wonder who they were. You know, here's the thing. You know, like with AOC, she went from making like $35,000 a year to $180,000 a year, right? So another $4,000 for her, yeah, that's kind of exciting, but she can come out as a champion because what did she do? She increased her pay by like six times by going there. Plus all the money she's feeding her boyfriend and other family members from her campaign funds. And I'm not making it up. You can check it out yourself online. Right? They said they've got no cost of living increase over the last 9 years. Well, since Trump came in, or up until Trump came in, you didn't need a cost of living increase. Right? Because nothing was going up. Nothing was costing more. They make about $174,000 per year. Senior leaders earn a little more. You know, if you're, that's the other thing, too. If you're the head of a committee, you make more money. Right? I mean, it's really that simple. Members of Congress generally make $174,000 a year. Senior leaders earning more. No cost of living adjustments have been made in the past 9 years. However, vulnerable swing state Democrats concerned how the pay would look. You know, they're the ones that opened their mouths, the same thing. Right? It had to have Republican support, which it very much had none. It needs more discussion, House Appropriations Committee Chairwoman Nita Lowley said. New York Democrat Republican Alexandria Ocasio, I mean, New York Democrat Republican Representative, not working well. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez told Fox News that this is why there's so much pressure to turn the lobbying firms and to cash in on the member service after people leave because precisely of this issue. I have no idea what she's talking about. retail workers, everybody should get a cost of living increase to accommodate for the changes in our economy. Hey, AOC, they do get cost of living increases. They're called raises. They get them for working hard. They don't get them for having a heartbeat or a pulse, for that matter, right? Or a warm body. You go to work. You negotiate what you're going to get paid. If the pay isn't high enough, go find a job somewhere else. The job doesn't accommodate you, your pay, your time schedule, how many kids you have, or anything like that. You go looking for a job that works for you. And sometimes that might be two jobs. I don't know. We should be fighting for, it's funny, I sat with an economist today, and we were talking about this $15 an hour minimum wage. Why don't you think about something? Again, I'm not the smartest guy in the room, but I go talk to people who are. So just think of it this simply. If you've got to pay the stock boy at a small corner store $15 an hour, maybe now he's making $12.50, it's an extra $2.50, and remember, your employer, this is something you people always forget. The employer matches your payroll taxes. Not all of them, but the majority of them. So when you pay $10 in taxes, he's paying $10 in taxes towards you. So now your minimum wage goes up, that tax amount goes up, the cost to the owner goes up. Now he's got two choices. He can either pass that on to consumers, or if he gets enough of these, or has enough employees, gets rid of an employee. I mean, there's a dozen ways to do it. Most cases, they try to pass it on to consumer if they get away with it. So you get your increase, you go to your corner store, you notice your milk has gone up, your bread's gone up, some of your groceries, your cigarettes now cost more money. So what do? You go to your boss. Hey, I need to make me a few extra dollars every week. Man, have you seen the price of milk? And it's just a round, it's just a nasty circle that keeps coming back around. It's not the $15 an hour. It's going to make any difference. What's going to make a difference is you getting educated or better at your job or aspiring to do harder, better things. Maybe you're a stock clerk today, and maybe you go to school nights to learn how to code or learn how to do technical type of work. So instead of waiting for that raise for $2.50, you go to school nights, and the next thing you know, you get a job that's paying you between $22 and $30 an hour. Now you can leave that apartment. It doesn't cost me anymore. It doesn't cost the general populace anymore because you're filling a position that needs to be filled that's already accounted for. But we can't get them to think like that. It's all about me, me, me. How do I get me, me, me? How do I get more money to me, me, me? And then they're going to complain how much more it costs to go shopping. Duh. And that's where AOC is just totally, totally lost. And so is Bernie, for that matter. In wanting that extra money. $15 across the board to everybody. Bring down, look, I agree. Some of the bonus money, some of the pays for these CEOs of these companies, out of control. Yeah, I'm sorry, they are out of control. I realize that some of them, the pressure on them is great, and if that company fails or something goes wrong, chances of them really getting a job anywhere else are nil and none. But some of these people get paid a couple $100 million a year. And the people getting paid, you know, they're making 60, 70, 80, 100. One guy, I wish I kept the article. It was almost, the CEO made almost 300 times more money than the lowest paid person in the company. I mean, some of this stuff is just out of control. But again, and I know, don't send me the emails. I'm not being mean. I'm just trying to lay out a platform here, right? The janitor at Walmart should not make as much money as the CEO, or close. And you have different jobs and different descriptions that require different talents. The janitor probably won't make as much money as the cashier, or maybe close, I don't know. Right? The person who stocks the stuff on the floor, puts the clothes back up in stores like that. I don't know how these jobs, but they all get paid a little differently. They all have a little differential when you work at night as opposed to the day. And then you can take classes, you can do things. Some places offer, businesses offer to reimburse you for college because they know you're going to be an asset. That's so it's incentives. My God, did I swear? I said incentive. It's incentive to move up to do better. And I'll tell you something else. You're going to feel good about yourself. When you take these classes and you work harder and you do better than somebody else, you feel better. Now, some of them try to make you, some of the millennial snowflakes. So, oh, wait a minute. No, because if you jump over somebody else, you're just showing them that they can't work. They don't work as well as you. They're not as capable as you are. Okay? So? There are always going to be people better than you at something that you do. There's always going to be someone that can run faster, jump higher, do better, count faster, whatever. Get over it. It's just part of life. Find something you are good at and kick somebody else's butt. Thomas City, your host. You'll see the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Thanks so much for being with us. If you're staying with us, got a lot more coming up after the break. If not, you can catch us online. Pull down the podcast. You'll find everything you need at therealside.com.